Call recording on.
Hello?
Hello, this is Greg Raymer calling for Scott Gilbertson.
Yes, hello.
How are you doing, Scott? Is this a good time, or do you want to talk later?
Yeah, sure. No, this is fine. Let me give me 1 second to pull up some questions I had here. How are you doing?
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Okay. So did your press rep give you any background on this or anything?
No, really all what I know is what you sent to me through my website.
Okay. Well, I'm doing the story is basically about, I don't know if you've been following the computer poker project up at Alberta. They recently played two pros, Phil Lick and somebody else, I can't remember. And the software actually beat them in one. They were playing Limit, first of all, and there were some constraints on how they set up the games to eliminate a little bit of randomness in terms of what cards come up. But basically, the computer darn near beat them. They won by 500 or less in the second game and nearly the same in the third game. So I'm doing a story on how they're doing with the sort of artificial intelligence in poker software. But one of the big things they have a hard time with is how to read the other player. Obviously, they can't read facial expressions or tells or things like that. So they're primarily working with betting patterns.
Sure.
And what I wanted to know from you is how do human players try to read opponents using things like, you know, betting patterns rather than, say, you know, a facial pick or something like that?
Well, most players just, you know, kind of have this vague idea of how their opponent plays. You know, you just have an idea
right.
In mind that this guy's very aggressive or this guy's very, you know, loose or very tight. And it's not formalized. You know, whereas the computer software could potentially be tracking every play it's ever seen you make, you know, and it could say to itself that, you know, given the hands the guy might have been dealt to start with, here's how many of them and how often he would make it to this point in the hand, here's how often he would have played them this way. I mean,
right.
The only problem is that there's so many variables to consider that even for computer software that can track everything, the computer's never going to have a really solid line on your tendencies until it's seen you play probably tens of thousands of hands, maybe more.
Right.
But it's obviously going to track you in that respect more accurately than a human opponent's going to be able to.
Right. Okay. What, I mean, what from your own experience, what would be, like they're saying the next thing they want to do is try to write it so that it can play no limit as opposed to limit, which obviously complicates the process of reading betting patterns and stuff. What would you say that...
It does that much to complicate it because you tend to see a lot more action, so to speak, in limit games, especially shorthanded or heads-up limit games.
Right.
In other words, in a given hand, there are more events that take place because frequently folding is not the best option in a heads-up
right.
limit game. So in the no-limit game, you'll have a lot more hands that finish before the river. You don't see showdown anywhere near as often. So in that sense,
right.
it's actually a somewhat more simplistic game.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that, I guess. And then, do you have any experience? Have you played a lot of computer software? I mean, I know you got your start online, correct?
Not at all. I've been playing for 15
oh.
years, so there was no online
mm.
back when I started. But I've
Definitely
been involved
not.
In online poker since near the beginning of its emergence.
Right. What is your feeling about these software programs? Do you think at some point they'll reach a point where humans can't beat them, or do you think that elements like well, the chance of the cards and the lack of information about what the player has will prevent them from doing that?
I'm not sure. Certainly, I think when it comes to playing something like online poker, where there are no physical tells, the software probably ought to be able to reach a point where it's better than a person.
Right.
Really, other than the betting patterns, which some people would classify that as a tell and some would not, we're just arguing semantics there. Some people, when they say tells, they say, well, no, I mean, psychological stuff, not a statistical thing like a betting pattern.
Right.
So we got to be careful when you're talking to someone what they mean when they say the word tell. But other than betting patterns, the only tell that you really have online, well, you could have tells from chat box comments, but, most of the time people aren't chatting during a hand anyways, or they're not chatting about the hand.
Right.
So that's pretty minor, and it's obviously easy to avoid giving off those tells by just not chatting. But the main source of kind of, if you want to say, psychological tells is what they call timing. Just how long it takes someone to make a decision. And of course, it's a very unreliable tell because, I'll be here at home playing online poker, and then my daughter will, walk into my office and ask me a question or whatever. So now all of a sudden, I take extra time before I make a decision. If you're playing against me from your computer at your house, you might think I had to think before I made that decision.
Right.
And the truth is, that might have been an instantaneous call, except for the fact that I waited 10 seconds before I looked at the board to make the instant call.
Right.
So to you, it seems like a delayed response, but it really isn't. And, of course, you can just have internet delays.
Sure.
You know, my connection isn't 100% perfect, and I click call as soon as the button appears, but you don't see the action for several seconds. So those delays exist, and they can have some value, but they're not very reliable.
Right.
So that's the only real edge, though, I could see, is that human opponents do take those timing tells into account. The better online poker players, they realize that something was delayed doesn't prove that you needed time to think it over.
Right.
But they know that's possible. And if they see you make a decision instantly, well, then at least they know you didn't think about that decision very much.
Right.
It fell into the domain of an automatic decision for you. So you can get some value out of timing tells.
Right.
I know in some cases if someone's making a couple of good decisions against me, I'll decide, well, maybe they've got some timing tells on me. And I'll just start delaying every decision. As soon as I make up my mind, I'll count to five and then click the button just to make the timing go away. But that's the only kind of psychological tell you could possibly have in online poker. And it's not that reliable of a tell, but when you and I play face-to-face, now there's, thousands of things that I can be picking up on.
Right.
And helping me
determine
where you're at in a hand. So I don't think computer software will ever outperform humans in a live game. Now, of course, if I'm playing against the computer, I'm effectively playing poker.
Right.
So, whether the computer program could beat me in a heads-up match has nothing to do with tells. But if you were to do something like play a duplicate poker, you're familiar with that concept? That's kind of what they did with the heads-up match with Phil and Ollie.
Right, yeah, where they swapped hands.
Whatever hand the computer was dealt against Phil, then when Ollie played the computer, they just switched those hands around.
Right.
Ollie got the computer's hands, and the computer got Phil Locke's hands.
Right.
And, of course, there was no, recollection of the computer software or anything, so it didn't know. It's not like it had remembered the cards or any of that kind of stuff. But, that way, that's what they did to try to remove the luck factor, was to balance it out so that each side effectively had the same cards.
And, right.
So if you were to play duplicate poker in a live setting, but you had the computer set up at the table, and someone was just inputting the cards, and then the computer
right.
was making its decisions, and then you had a person at another table playing duplicate poker, getting the same cards as the computer, playing against a comparable lineup of opponents, which that would be the factor that would be difficult to duplicate.
Right.
Similar opponents at each table, but if you did something to try to eliminate the luck factor, if you just made it a long enough sample size that statistically it didn't matter anymore, I don't think that a computer will ever outplay the top human players in that kind of setting because of its inability to take advantage of tells.
Right.
So unless we get to the point that the computers are using cameras like eyes,
Right.
reporting what they see, and the software has enabled the computer program to process, tells, visual tells off of its opponent or auditory tells. I mean, they're having a hard enough time with computers that can just recognize objects when viewed through a video camera.
Right.
Let alone a computer that can notice subtleties of facial expressions and hand movements.
Sure.
All that kind of stuff. So maybe when that day comes, when computers can do all that kind of stuff, computers might be as good or better than people.
Right. So for a human player, would you say that tells, reading another person's tells, is one of the more important aspects of the game?
Well, I mean, it is, but... you still have to have a strong baseline of knowledge and skill. In other words, you have to know the kind of the general strategy of the
right.
game quite well and have to be a really good player before tells become the important thing. Tells is, one of the biggest differentiators between a good player and a world-class player.
Right.
But when you're talking about the difference between someone who's really bad and someone who's good or better, then that's just more their basic knowledge of the game and understanding of things like starting hand requirements and stuff like that.
Right.
It'd be kind of like if you had a quarterback in the NFL who was great at reading the defense, but if he didn't have the physical talent to throw the ball where he wanted it to go and all that kind of stuff, and he was slow, it wouldn't matter how good he was at reading the defense. Because he wouldn't
right.
be able to execute on what he saw.
Right.
I mean, when you play high-stakes poker, one of the biggest sources of profit, there's lots of high-stakes players who are very good at things like, reading tells and figuring out where their opponents are at. But they play so many starting hands that no matter how well they play after the flop, they still lose money. Because they've given
right.
up such an edge in the starting hand selection.
Right.
So if they would just learn to tighten up, they'd be big winners, but instead they're losing players.
Right.
And I especially see that in games like Stud High Low and Omaha High Low, which
right.
is why I prefer to play those games when I play high stake games.
Okay, well, I think that gives me what I needed for this piece. How should I cite you? Do you have a preference in some?
I'm not sure if I know what you mean.
Well, I mean, if I say Greg Ramis, were you won the World Series? Is that correct? In
I won the World Series main event in 2004.
Four. Okay, that's what I thought. Just wanted to make sure I got that right. All right. Well, thank you for taking time out of your schedule to talk to me. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. If you have any other questions, then just let me know, and we'll try to follow up with those.
Okay, great. Thanks again.
All right. You're welcome, Scott. Take it easy.
Bye.